So it is good day to you. Very good to see your light, your brightness, your energy, and all the star mothers radiating in your DNA. Know that these codes are now a part of you. They're a part of your energy. They're a part of your wherewithal, as you might say. You cannot be present without them now. For you see, that is how you are moving through this world. So know that we are giving you tools and connections for you as well, as the star mothers are anchoring their energy into you through your launch, through your day, through your energy. And understand that with that seeing the codes, know that you are learning to see with different eyes. You are learning to hear with your heart. You are learning to see with your ears. You are learning to feel with your eyes. And all the connections that are coming through in a great many ways. Yesterday, our dear benevolent, wondrous Kryon talked to you about the fish tank and how amazing it is to be inside of that fish tank as it is being remodeled. That is one of those seas, you know, a catalyst for change. And you see, that is what is happening this year. And we mentioned a few tools that would be very effective for you. We would like to continue with that as well. For you know your community is of the utmost of importance. As well as your communication and how you are communicating honestly and effortlessly. And with an open heart, and as you communicate with an open heart, then all other conversations follow suit around that. And then we ask you to make a commitment. Yes, another C, eh? As those fish are seeing inside of their tank, with new C's. You make a commitment to yourself. Make a commitment to this planet, to care for this planet. Make a commitment for the communion that you have with all other beings on this planet, whether they are breathing, swimming, or floating about wherever they are. All other inanimate objects, you are making a commitment to the very Gaia as you are communing with that energy. And as you do, you connect with the cellular structure. Yes, another C, You connect with the cellular structure of you. Breathe into that. And as you connect with the cellular structure of you, know that those codes that the Lemurian star mothers have just been involved with your DNA are connecting. Another C, You are the connection of this planet. And they are helping you to connect with your cellular being. You know, all of your telomeres, you have thousands of cells, thousands of telomeres, thousands of atoms in your body, millions. How can they not be a part of you? They are you. So you are connecting with each and every one in your breath, you see. And in that connection, we come back to caring for yourself, caring for others, caring for your community, caring for the commitment that you are making to yourself and this planet. That's lots of C's there, we know, all lined up together. And we'd like to bring one surprise in. Before that surprise, though, we'd like to remind you that the biggest C is compassion. Compassion for all living things. For that compassion is a catalyst of love. That compassion is an energy of connection and your commitment to your own cellular structure as you are communicating to others, as you are connecting with that community. And with that energy of compassion within you, we shift it up a bit. We could say, gratitude. But it is really gratitude for the catalyst of this year that is changing upon you, that is changing in every cell of your body, every moment of every day, every vision that you are connecting with. Know that when you approach that life, no matter what comes forward, with gratitude and compassion, all the seas are lined up perfectly for you. Trust that, dearest ones. Trust your own energy. Trust that you can. Another C, eh? You can communicate with all of the love that you ever thought possible. For that is you. You are the next evolutionary step of humanity. You are paving the way. You are clarifying. Another C. We'll have to write this down, yes? You are clarifying that intention. So you can care for this planet and all of the beings on it with compassion and gratitude, dearest. And for that, you get to bring the joy to you, for it is all around you then. Dearest beings of light, we wish to just do the mind meld, the heart meld with you, so you can feel your light as we feel it. You are the illuminated ones. You are the ones we are waiting for. You are the change makers, the status quo destabilizers. Shifting the consciousness of the masses. And for that we are grateful. We love you deeply. We see you deeply. Now we hold up the mirror so you can see you as deeply as we do. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I wish to continue the subject of connection. We have previously discussed with you something beautiful and profound called the Lemurian teaching wheel. As it starts to be slowly revealed, it will occur to you the profundity and the beauty of what the Pleiadians taught to the children and to the adults and the way they taught it. Everything planned for human nature. The human nature of the day, of the time. And some of the things hide. The way the teaching was accomplished, the fun that they had, all to relax those who would be taught some of the most profound things that will carry into the Akash and change the earth. One of the things that's hiding, dear ones, that actually was not then specified is the way they taught the subjects. Anytime you have a list or any kind of linear learning, there is a tendency to prioritize the things because they are often presented to you in a linear fashion. For instance, If I gave you a list, as I often do, and it started with number one, which it often does, that many times would carry a bias. And the bias is that of all of those coming in the list, number one would be the most important. Even if I told you it wasn't, if I told you the list had 10 things and that 10 was special, suddenly you would reverse the order and say one was lesser than. And so however it is presented in a physical or linear way, there is a tendency for humans to bias things and linearize them and hierarchize them. The hierarchy is the interesting thing you do. In your society, the family has a structure. Who is in charge? Quite soon after birth, the child understands who's the boss. There always seems to be a boss. As the child grows up and goes to school, there is the teacher, the boss. And then within the class, there are those who seem to be more important than others. And it's second nature for you to prioritize and create a hierarchy of who is and who is not and where they belong. That is a human nature attribute. And it actually is part of survival. For you to know these things, then create that which you can then plan with and abide by and live with. Knowing that which is more important than something else helps you in everyday life. Where am I going? Because the teachers that created the teaching wheel gave to the students, which literally became all of humanity eventually, gave them a wheel with 5 spokes. And the rim had a purpose and a name, and the center had a purpose and the name, but the 5 spokes, those were the working areas. What you should know, everyday life, the most practical things were contained in the 5 spokes. We've told you before, unlike the other wheels that exist today all over the planet, this one had an uneven number of spokes. And the reason, because the wheel itself had a name, a purpose, a feeling, an energy called seeking balance. And so 5 is not an even number, so it's always seeking at least one more or one less. A balance within itself, because to you, it's an uneven number. Now, which spoke gets the most importance? If the teacher starts with a certain spoke that is not numbered, human nature would say that's the most important. Or perhaps the least important, because others are coming, which might be more important, but literally the student is always aware of the hierarchy. So what the teachers did, and we're saying this yet again, was carefully never to start on the same spoke. And in order to show the students this parameter and the importance of it, they made a game of randomness and asked the children to play the game, and the result of the randomness was the spoke that they started on every day. All of this to tell the students that no matter how sacred the learning was, that no spoke would ever be more important than any other. And so that's the paradigm, dear ones, of spiritual learning and spiritual existence. And if you pull that to today, human nature still resounds. And you want to know which angel is more important than another. And in the spiritual realm of things, You want to know, how do I connect the best? And in some systems, the connection starts with a human. The human then can connect to another group of spiritual beings, and those beings can then connect to the central source. This is human nature. The first primary human nature is that it is impossible for a human being to connect to the source by themselves. And that comes from the feeling of being too small, or self-worth, or be unworthy to make that connection. And so there's all manner of tools that you are given then by others to climb the stairs or pass the tests or go here or there or face the directions or whatever in order to go to a step where you can at least connect and be and do. Even the ones who believe in the oneness of all things, in the most primary and original spiritual system on the planet, that would be the Hindu, still believe that they must go to a place for nirvana, that it cannot be accomplished on their own. This is the human nature that exists everywhere today, and I want you to break the paradigm. The Pleiadians taught this, that when it comes to those things that deal with the Creator, and the most spiritual things you could ever learn and be, the most beautiful things that you are, there is no hierarchy. And you would say, well, wait a minute. Are you saying there simply isn't a list of importance? And I would say that's correct. And I say, ah, we caught you, Kryon. God has to be the one. That's the most important, right, Kryon? And I will say to you, what if I told you God was inside you? How is that sitting with the hierarchy? And you have to think of that, don't you? Because then it violates the rules of linearity and 1, 2, and 3, and 4. It becomes a multidimensional issue, doesn't it? If God is inside of you, are you going to worship yourself? If God is inside of you, how is the best way to connect to everything all at once? And the answer is for you to go inside and get it. There is no hierarchy in this universe when it comes to the creation of souls. There's no group of souls that is higher placed than any other. There's no light and dark quotient on the other side of the veil. There is simply love. And inside you is a spark of all of it. No hierarchy, just love. Inside you is the connection. That's the connection that my partner even spoke of earlier when we talked of spontaneous remission. A moment of time when the God inside becomes in your biology so strong that nothing can touch it. It's the secret of you thing. It's the secret of compassionate life and peace and a good night's sleep. All of these things are inside you. That is the connection, the real connection. So the next time somebody tells you what you must do to get to a certain place, don't make them wrong. Don't tell them you have something better. Just show it to them. That you can carry that which is the compassion of the Creator as you stand up and leave the chair, as you walk around, as you speak to the next person. That's the message I wanted you to hear. And I'll give it again and again. And again. And so it is.